Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, host Lori and me will share a few book recommendations on what you should read next. If you have a passion for books, then join us for this fun bookish episode.
Welcome to the show, everyone. I'm so glad to have you back. So a few months ago, Jessica from Peace Love Books put together a historical romance reader tag on her YouTube page. And I've been seeing all these like awesome tags, all these creators talking about their historical romance journey and their books, their favorite books. And I figure, why not do it for the podcast? And so in this reader tag, I'm going to talk to you about some historical romance that I love, as well as some creators that you should check out in terms of podcasts. So a bit about my historical romance journey. So I started reading historical romance back in 2019 when Bridgerton was announced it was going to be a TV show. And so I binged on the 8 Bridgerton books, and then I went to Lisa Kleypas and Tessa Dare. And so I tried to do the big, you know, historical romance authors. And over the past couple of years, I've been looking for hidden gems, like authors that are not as well known, but they have great books to read. So I've been like diving into the backlist. In terms of my reading for 2021, I've only read about 2 historical romance. I have a list of books that I'm going to read for the podcast because I want to recommend you some hidden gems. So that's like something that's coming up. So I have like a reading list of like about 6 authors that I'm like trying out like one book and see if it's a winner and if you're interested in reading those new winners. So be on the lookout for that episode. But let's go to the reader tag. So it's about a few questions, and I'm just going to say the question and I'm going to say my answer. So the first question is, what was your first historical romance you ever read? And that would be The Duke and I by Julie Quinn, which is it's my least favorite of the bunch and is the most problematic because it has like a problematic scene. But I really enjoy the whole family setting, the whole, the fate dating, the marriage of, you know, we're going to get married. We might as well just do it. So I really enjoyed it. And then I just love The Viscount and Me. Like, that was actually such a good book that it just got better and better with each of books in the series. So the next question is, what was the last historical romance you read? So that is To Love and to Loathe by Martha Waters. So I really love this book. It's a widow heroine with a reformed rake who asked the widow heroine to be his mistress to teach him, like, because here's the thing. He got like a bad review on his bedroom skills, so he's like offended by it. So he goes to the widow heroine, who they have like a little bickering. We don't like each other, but we kind of love each other in our relationship. So he goes to her and he says, can you teach me, give me a good review, teach me how to do it. And so they're pretty much, it's steamy, it's funny, it's great. I really loved it. It's a very modern tale. Like, it's a modern take of a historical romance. It's set in Regency. I'm not a big fan of Regency. Regency is like a whole period in the 1800s. So I'm just like, I can live without it. But this one's just delightful. So it's a delightful one that you should pick it up. So let's see. The next question is, who's underrated historical romance author you wish more people read? So I would say, I think a lot of people focus on historical romance for English historical romance with the old dukes and the viscounts and the earls. And so I want you to look at American historical romance, and one specific author I would like for you to look at is Joanna Shipp. She writes Gilded Age in New York, which is in the 1890s in New York City. So there's like a lot of society. There are some dukes because they're poor. They're looking for heiresses to pay for their money, for their estates. So they're like, there's some dukes, but it's not as much. The latest series that she had was about downtown men who are criminals and some uptown princesses, so like high society women, and so how they pair up. And it was just like delightful. There's a lot of innovation, and that happened in the 1890s that we see today, like department stores, like restaurants, like windows, that in department stores, those department stores windows. So it's kind of fun to see like all these different innovations and like how we still use them 100 years later, 130 years later. So it is great. So I would say Joanna Shipp and her, like all her series are great. She has some English series, but I would say just focus on American ones. They're delightful. The next question is, who is your historical romance reader you haven't read but you need to? So I have so many. Like, I feel like I'm bringing you to the genre, and I'm like, I want to dive into old school historicals, new school historicals. And so I would say Beverly Jenkins is the big one. I actually have an arc of Wild Rain, so I think I may read this weekend. Because as Pam from Avon shared with me in the preview podcast last year, she said that this is a cinnamon roll hero, and I have a thing for cinnamon roll heroes. So I would say Wild Rain by Beverly Jenkins is one of them. Vivian Lorette is another one. Sophie Jordan is another one. So I have quite a few authors, and I'm looking forward to reading. And so one of the things I want to do is read more authors, so then I can invite them to come to the podcast and you get to know them better. So let's see. What historical ones would you recommend to people who are new to genre? There's the usual suspects like Julia Quinn, Lisa Kleypas, and Tessa Dare. But I would say, if you're new to genre and you read contemporary and you like some rom-coms, some light fun, laugh out loud problems, I would say How the Duke Was Won by Lenore Bell. That's her first series that she published. And How the Duke Was Won is The Bachelor meets historical romance. I think it's Regency. I'm not sure where it is. It's somewhere in England in the 1800s. And it's just the rest of the trilogy is just delightful. There's a marriage convenience, there's just one bed, just one carriage, road trip, and it's just really good. So I would say Lenore Bell will be the first author that I would say go check her out. Okay. What is your favorite historical romance of all time? So I would say The Prince of Broadway by Joanna Hsu. There's a couple reasons why. It has an unconventional ending. It doesn't end happily. It ends happily ever after, but it ends at their own way. And I really love when Karen makes a choice and she's like, I'm not going to end like everyone else. So that's the one reason. And the other reason is it dives into lady gambling business. So anything about casino, lady gamble, any heroine who's involved in a casino or gambling hall, I'm all for it. So there's a couple other books. I think Megan Frandu has another one with a gambling business, and Kerrigan Byrne has another one with a gambling business. And so I love those books, and I think they're delightful. The woman is working for her money and just having fun with it. So I really loved it. So The Prince of Broadway by Joanna Hsu will be it. Do you prefer new school or old school historical romance? So I would say I'm okay with both. I'm okay with I'm conscious I'm not expecting 1990s or 1980s content can live up to 2021, sensibilities, or that there can be problematic content, dubious consent and all this stuff. So I'm hesitant, but I'm okay with it. I read some old school historical romances or some 1990s historical romances, Dreaming of You by Lisa Kleypas, Laura Scandal by Laura Chase, Bridgertons, it came in the 2000s, Devil's Bride by Stephanie Lawrence. And so they have its own merits and I enjoy them. Most of them are long series, so it's kind of fun just to go back to and dive into a whole series. I want to rejoin the Lindsay, so I would like to explore the Mallory series. I think that's her most popular series, and so I do own quite a few of her books, so hopefully I'll try to dive into it in 2021. In terms of new school authors that I want to share, just briefly, Maya Rudell, Martha Waters, Amy Rose Bennett, Jennifer McQuiston, they really share some really fun books to read. So I would say look for those authors in addition to the big ones like Lisa Kleypas, Tessa Dare, and Julia Quinn. Okay. What are your favorite historical romance tropes? So I would say there's two that I love. It's Marriage Convenience and Widow Herons. I love a Widow Heron. Rich Widow Herons. Not poor, because they're struggling and trying to figure out how to make ends meet. No, rich Widow Herons, got married early, got married to some old dude, and then inherited, a bunch of money. And they're like, I don't know what to do. And they're like, I don't want to get married, because I got freedom. I can actually, try to do different things. So Rich Widow Herons are my jam. They're traveling, they're doing their own thing, they're investing. Oh, so good. So, with Rich Widow Herons, and I think Her Night with the Duke is one of them, with Diana Quincy. It's a little angsty, but that's a good one. Another one is Waiting for a Spot Like You by Eva Lee. It's another Widow Heron. And To Love and To Love by Martha Waters. It's another Widow Heron. The next one is Merchant of Venus. And I just love it. I'm just trash for it. And that's like, give me a book that has a Gretna Green, or we're going to Scotland to get married. I'm like, hell yes, please do. So I would say Devil in Winter is like the classic Marriage to Convenience. They go to Gretna Green to get married. And it's just so good. So Devil in Winter is by Lisa Kleypas. So there's one. Okay. The next question is, what are your favorite historical romance settings? I would say when the character goes to Gretna Green, again, I'm all about, like, the whole Marriage to Convenience. I'm like, oh, no, we're gonna do. Gotta get married. Let's go to Gretna Green. Let's do it now. Anytime they go to Gretna Green, I'm, like, here for it. Okay. The next question is, what is your oldest historical romance you own? And I will be honest, I'm not sure. And I'm too lazy to research. I have... Over the past year, I bought like 2 mystery boxes from eBay. So there might be some historical ones that are old there, but they're like stuck in my shelves and I don't want to go look for them. And most of my books, I read them on Kindle. So I have to go through like, and my Kindle's not organized. Like, here's how my Kindle works. I buy the book, I forget about the book, and then I hear about a book again, and I'm like, I go to Amazon to buy the book, or I may go to the library. I'm actually debating better about going to the library first to see if they have it. So then I borrow from the library, and then I realize I already have one of the book. So I'm really not good at organizing. I have like thousands of books, and I'm not kidding. So I don't know how old is my historical romance, but I read some 1990s historical romance, so I will count as that. So we shall see. So what is the favorite setback that you own? So again, most of my books are Kindle, so I don't buy new historical romance or even old school historical romance. I don't collect them. I tried to collect them last year during the pandemic. I was like, oh, let me just collect as many books as I want. But reality is I don't read them, so it doesn't make sense for me to collect books. I have a couple of setbacks from Jane and Lindsay, and I think I gotta say, like, the classic Fabio, naked Fabio. Like, it's just, like, kind of fun. So we'll go with Jane and Lindsay for that one. So what historical romance releases are you excited for? So there's a couple from the big authors, The Bride Bad by Tessa Dare, which we don't know when it's coming, so we shall see. Della in Disguise with Lisa Kleypas. I'm like, I'm here for it. I'm like, I love the Wallflowers. I love like the Ravenel series. And I think I mentioned it. I was planning to do a podcast, a historical romance podcast. And I feel like I should do this. I don't know. Would you be interested in a historical romance podcast? Talk about historical romance with contemporary recommendations. Put it on the show notes. I'll put it on the blast to see if it's something that's a popular thing. And then there's a couple of things that I'm looking for. I'm looking for Cherise Michael's new book. I don't know the name of it on top of my head. But that's it. She wrote, it's a Tinkerbell retelling. And I think it's just sounds so good. So the cover is beautiful. So I always say that book is coming up. Sophie Jordan is coming out with a new book. It looks really good. So, Lenora Bell's new book, I'm excited for. So, and most of the historical romance authors are coming up with new books. So, I'm just kind of like just living it up and adding more books to my TBR. So, so finally, what creators do you follow historical romance recommendations? So, since this is a podcast, I want to share with you 2 podcasts that you should check out. So, the first one is Plot Twist by Megan Lane. And those are, they do historical romance reviews. They do some contemporary, mainly historical romance reviews. And they're delightful. It's like fun, 2 friends talking about books. And I love listening to them. And they have like a historical romance for everyone. And they do share multiple episodes per week. So, it's like a fun podcast you can listen endure. So that's one. The second one is my friends at Tony and Wendy from Lidwell Flowers. So I really love Tony and Wendy. Like, I love collaborating with them. I love chatting with them. They've been on the show a couple of times. I think they're coming to the show this week, this summer. Like, I love chatting with them. They're great. They've been actually doing some, they have another podcast, which is Bridgerton 2000. I just think that's what it is. But it's a Bridgerton podcast, and they dive into the Bridgerton world, and, like, the TV series, and what to expect, and the different Easter eggs. So, Tony and Wendy from Lidwell Flowers, one of them. The second one is, you know, Plutress by Megan Lane. Just go and check it out. All right, so thank you, Jessica from Peace Love Books, for doing this tag. I really had a lot of fun chatting with you and telling you all about my historical romance. You know what it is? I realized that I want to read more historical romance. Like, I feel like that should be, like, a new thing I need to do. So I may take a break from the contemporaries because I've been reading too many contemporaries. And just started picking up some historical romance. So, for accountability purpose, I'm reading right now Beguiling the Beast, or something like that. It's by Sherry Thomas. It's the first book in the Fitzburgh series, and it's fun. It is a fun book. I found it from a library. I don't think you can get it on print anymore, but you can get it from the library. It's available in Brooklyn Library. So if you're out of state resident, Brooklyn Library has it. So I will tell you, I'll keep you posted as I read more historicals, and I'll do an episode and let you know which hidden gems you should pick up. Again, thank you, Jess, for Peace Love Books for creating this talk. I'm going to put the episode just showed up in the podcast last summer, so I'll put in the show notes as well as show notes of the podcast episodes with Plutress and Lidwell Flowers, so you can check those out. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a great day.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share it with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For book recommendations, author interview archives, and other fun book resources and tips, please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com. The What You Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Network. To discover new shows to listen and love, please visit frolic.media/podcast. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What You Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to Chad about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.